Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it's game day in Foxborough. It's also a little bit rainy in Foxborough right now. But Monday Night Football, the Patriots and the Texans will face off at 8:30. Also, former Patriot Matt Light will be honored at halftime. But some other big things that we're going to have our eyes on: will Logan Mankins and Chandler Jones make their way back to the game day field?
Those are the two players that we'll be eyeing closely when those inactive lists come out around 7 o'clock. I feel pretty optimistic more about Jones than I do about Mankins. Just the vibe over the course of the week, and you were in the locker room on Saturday, it just seemed like there was a confident level there that that he's going to come back. And I'll tell you what, the offensive line of the Texans, especially their left tackle, Dwayne Brown, the Patriots can use all of the help they can get in terms of the pass rush. Mankins, I would not be surprised if he doesn't play. It's hard to read it. Mm-hmm. He's missed quite a bit of time. I certainly don't feel like he's 100%.
Right.
So I wouldn't be too surprised either way, but I just feel more confident about Jones than Mankins. I think the most important thing with Mankins is let's make sure he's ready come January.
Well, as the rain comes down, let's talk a little bit about the weather. It's December 10th, and it's about 60 degrees. I don't hate it. I'm not complaining.
Well, I don't know how many people, when the schedule came out in April, predicted 60 and rain on this Monday Night Football game in December. And let's be honest, they have two straight night games in December. This is a beauty as far as the temperature. Now, as far as the rain goes, I'm getting it in my glasses right now.
Too.
It's hard to even see you, but it's going to be an interesting one if the rain keeps up over the course of the night. To me, the worse the weather is, just advantage Patriots. I feel like they're just they play better than their opponent usually when the weather's bad. I just think when it's raining, in terms of the passing game, the Patriots will have it handled. The Patriot receivers will know exactly where they're cutting. The Houston secondary, which is banged up as it is, won't know where the Patriots receivers are going. I just think the worse the weather is, it's advantage Patriots. But we'll see what it's not supposed to be less than like 55, 53, 55.
As the night goes on,
You know, the temperature-wise, it'll be beautiful. It's just a matter of the rain.
Absolutely, and that's what some of the media members are talking about on Saturday when they decided to practice out here in, you know, in Gillette Stadium, not take it inside the bubble because that's what the anticipated conditions were supposed to be for Monday night. So they've had some practice with that. We'll see. But I think that the Texans brought up a little bit of that humidity because I can't believe how good it feels out here
right
now.
They also brought
now.
Those Letterman jackets, right?
We'll they see when they come off there. You're not a fan of those, though.
No, I kind of think it's an interesting idea. I just don't know if it's going to contribute. I mean, I just feel like they're putting a lot into this week.
They're
putting a lot into this week. We'll see how they play on the field.
A lot more to come as the night goes on, but that'll wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.